With the view from her Jerusalem window, here's Andrea Simontov.
Been a while, Andrea Simontov. How are you doing?
Where the heck have you been? Where the heck?
Normal...
I have certainly bonded, but where the hell have you been?
In your normal understated way, you know?
Okay, so subtle.
Well, I have something to share with you both right now. I'm also not leaving money to my children.
Okay, maybe for different reasons. Andrea.
I wanted it announced here.
All right.
But so, she does buy them air fryers, so she's a good mom.
Doesn't it feel good to laugh? Ooh.
It really does.
It absolutely does. You've got a wonderful topic today, which has got Cathy and I all very perplexed and interested. When good enough is great. What are you getting at there, Andrea?
Yeah, so, you know, I have this radio show on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com, just saying, and I'm just so sick of the bleakness. And, you know, people tune in, and those of us who are blessed to have kind of a public audience, to kind of have access via the airways, it's a big responsibility. And I thought to myself, if I have to come up with one more COVID story, one more story about rabid anti-Semitism, one more story about our falling apart government and the sudden, you know, spike in diagnoses, I'm just going to plot. And so what I did was I put an ad on Facebook. I put an ad. I said, you know, tell me something good that's happened to you or yours during this era of COVID. And
that's
not to, you know, it's not to say that there haven't been people that have experienced the most terrible, terrible tragedies in their families. You know, I wasn't being,
sure.
But a lot of us haven't, and we're sitting around and we're in fear and we're twiddling our thumbs. If I tell you, I heard from people, crazy, wonderful stories. Some were simple stories. Some were mind-blowing stories. There was a story of one woman, her father runs a bike shop near a college town, and with no college, he was facing near bankruptcy. His situation was poor to begin with, and suddenly, because there's no college and there's social distancing, he's suddenly supplying home gyms, bringing bikes to people. People are getting sporty. He's out of debt. Another woman met a man in her neighborhood, both of them in masks. This woman's been dating for 47 years. She met the love of her life. But that isn't even the best story. The best stories after we hear, I know Kathy and I, we've discussed about Kathy is hypersensitive and very, you know, savvy about these cases of domestic violence really skyrocketing.
Yes.
And yet I heard from people who entire families, extended families raced and chose, you got that's English there, chose to go into quarantine together as families and lockdown. I mean, children came from various cities around the states. They stayed with their families, and brothers-in-laws and sisters-in-laws were learning to cook together in the kitchen, teaching each other new skills. And two families wrote to me and said, as they exited the mandated quarantine, they made a decision to all buy homes near each other, that they no longer wanted to live apart.
It's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
These are fabulous stories. Just, I mean, on and on. A woman had moved to a community down in Beersheba. She started a food drive for people that couldn't access social, what do we call it? Social, what do we do? Networking. Thank you. We're very not savvy. And she started to provide food and clothing to people and other people in the neighborhood, completely disconnected, wrapped up in their own fear. The COVID brought out the best in many, many people.
It's absolutely true.
And indeed, we have choices.
Exactly. Andrea Simontov, that is where we leave it this week. Thank you so much.